All right. Anita Marks is coming up for you in about 15 minutes. Make sure you stay here for that. She's the host of Bet LA, and she screwed me over on a pick last week. So, Stephen Droger.
Nobody put a gun to your head.
Anita Marks is the expert. She was undefeated. Stephen Droger writes, after watching the Mason Pony video again, I'm absolutely convinced that Venice Mace was high off his ass. He was feeling himself because he was feeling the weed. The answer is no. I have never, ever, under any circumstances, ever been high for a show. Now, I've been drunk for two shows. I had one when I was doing mornings in San Francisco,
okay,
which got me ousted there, and I got one at the Clearman's Galley here in L.A. that nearly got me ousted.
You should have been ousted for that one.
First, Roger Maris.
Roger Maris.
So did you? I saw it live last night. I just happened to have it on. I was talking to the great Jeff Proctor, and Aaron Judge hit it out.
Yeah, I did not see it live, but it was a memorable moment. It took a week or so for him to actually get over the
poor
top.
Poor Roger Maris Jr. has been going to like every game to be supportive, sitting next to Aaron Judge's mom. And so at least the guy can finally go back to his life.
Yes.
But he said something after the game that I think a lot of baseball fans might agree with. Here's what he said.
Well, I think it means a lot, and it's not just for me. I think it means a lot for a lot of people, you know, that he's clean, he's a Yankee, he plays the game the right way, and, you know, I think it gives people a chance to look at somebody who, you know, should be revered for hitting 62 home runs and not just as a guy who did it in the American League. He should be revered for, you know, being the actual single season home run champ. I mean, that's really who he is if he hits 62. And I think that's what needs to happen. I think baseball needs to look at the records, and I think baseball should do something.
All right. So would you be in favor of baseball? What he's suggesting is striking,
yes,
Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, and Mark McGwire's 60-plus home run seasons because we now know they were juicing.
Yes.
Would you be in favor of that?
So I don't think you can do something. Can you do something in the record books? I don't know if you could do something in the record books. I mean, I think mentally I've already in my mind decided that Aaron Judge is the all-time home run champ.
Single season. Yeah.
I do not recognize Bonds. I do not recognize Sosa. I do not recognize McGwire. That was all a figment of our imaginations. Aaron Judge will be, when he hits this next one, the all-time single season home run champ, and screw the other guys.
You want to hear something weird? So, last night, Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run.
Yes.
Okay. Roger Maris hit 61 home runs 61 years ago.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
In 1961.
Crazy.
I mean, you talk about the numbers lining up.
Yeah.
And you know, now Judge has 7 more games to break it, which I think he'll probably
do.
He'll probably do. Okay, so if you were on Sale of the Century, right? You were on a TV game show.
Yes, I was on Sale of the Century, and I finished third out of three.
Okay, did you have a strategy or a plan, or did you just wing it?
Just totally winged it.
Because I've talked to a lot of people who've been on game shows. Ramona's brother was on Jeopardy. And what they tell you is, buzz in early.
Yeah, buzz in.
Buzz in early right away because you may not get a chance to answer if you don't.
Yep.
Now, of course, the problem with buzzing in early is that you don't have all the information that you would have otherwise. So what we're going to play for you here, this is about 2 minutes. Jorge, leave our mics up for this. This is 2 minutes of Celebrity Wheel of Fortune with one of the candidates being Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
And Snoop obviously was told, buzz in early, buzz in often. But it led to him missing several, what you might say, were
gimmies,
and especially for him.
Okay.
Here's what we're talking about.
And it's Snoop.
Baking onions?
No, everybody else is in it now. Amanda?
Baking brownies.
Yeah.
Snoop missed baking brownies.
Say baking onions.
Yeah, have you ever baked onions?
Martha's gonna be upset.
All right, so this was the. They say, hear that? Martha Stewart's going to be upset. Now, here's another one.
And Snoop. Toilet Atlas. I have no idea. But Mark.
Talented artist.
That's it.
So he's just ringing. He's buzzing in. Here's another one. He's trying to get the jump by buzzing in early. But he doesn't have enough letters to make an educated guess. So he says stupid stuff like this.
Swallowing the knot.
Swallowing the knot.
No, no, that's not right. Everybody else now, Amanda.
Sweetening the pot?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, here's another one. So he's thinking to himself, all right, I got to buzz in early.
Airport teacher, you know?
Listen to what it is.
Amanda.
Acting teacher.
Yeah. You.
Here.
Yeah, two U's, no money for them.
So good one coming now.
Maybe solve it, try it.
Underwater stud.
No, mark a letter.
P, please.
Yeah, let it come up and tell us what's up there once it shows.
Publicity stunt.
You got it, yes, sir.
An underwater stud.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You.
Here we go.
Here you go.
He finally gets one. This, you might say, is up his alley.
All right, you can, if you don't know, you can spin again or...
Oh, I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Well, then go ahead.
Sun's out. Buns out.
Hello.
So he finally got one, but
nailed it.
It's like, I think you do that in Game of Games, and that's why you're so bad at Game of Games. You buzz in early, but then you don't have anything.
Right, but if you don't buzz in early, they're not going to hear your name.
And then I beat you.
And then you beat me, right? So I got to buzz in just as the question
when
starts.
When I saw that, I thought, this is what would happen to Mason. He would be, you would, don't you think? You would buzz in early, and then you say something like, airport teacher.
We'll never go on, here's the thing, I will never go on Wheel of Fortune. You can give me all the letters in the world, I'm just bad at it. I'm just
really
bad, oh, terrible at Wheel of Fortune. I'm really good at Jeopardy. Like, especially, some categories come up, and they're weird categories,
yeah.
And I'm actually really good at them. But
Didn't I beat you in Jeopardy?
Yeah. But it all comes down to the categories.
Yeah, that's true.
It comes down to the categories. What do you?
Because they fixed the game towards you. That's
yeah,
you
remember the old thing? Like
exactly.
One of the deciding ones was his favorite
exactly.
book of all time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. But so
your
remember.
Your memory favors your side of the story.
Yeah, well, or the truth, depending on what it is.
I've used that line all the time now. I think I invented that line. Your,
what?
Your story favors
okay.
your.
This
your
is getting
favors your
yeah,
side
but
of
this
story.
Is getting very close to the thing I hate,
which is
more than anything.
What?
Okay, and I know this is going to get me in trouble, and I don't care.
Okay,
there is no such thing, people, as your truth or my truth. There is the truth.
No,
you're
absolutely wrong.
No, I am not wrong.
Absolutely
the truth.
Wrong.
The truth is based on a set of facts. You are entitled to quote the great Barack Obama. You are entitled. To your own opinion. You are not entitled to your own set of facts.
That was a different time. So here's the thing, John. You and I had a we remember that Jeopardy game differently, right?
Right.
So my truth is that the categories weren't right. Your truth is they did a category specifically for me.
Right.
And then there's the truth, whatever that is. There's always
you know what
three
the, you
truths.
Know what? Yeah, the truth of whatever that is the actual factual truth, and that is I won.
Not going to dispute that.
Agree to disagree.
You can make up your own set of facts, but you lost.
No, I'm going to disagree with the methodology. I don't think the methodology was right.
Well, there is no such thing as your truth.
Yes, there is.
There is the truth.
There
and
is.
The truth is, you are a loser, I won.
There are three sides. Have you never heard the expression, there are three sides to every story?
Yes,
my
but
truth,
only one
your
of-
truth, and
no.
The truth.
The truth is the only one that is the actual truth. My truth is not the truth. Your truth is not the truth. The truth is the truth. Jorge, am I making sense here?
Yes, you are.
No, there's
the
truth. Do you disagree with the fact that there are three sides to every story?
Look, this is what I learned yesterday. When in Rome.
By the way, John, this is Mason's answer to your Wheel of Questions question. he's hoping that he wins this argument.
Exactly.
It's not working.
Yeah,
you won this argument.
Well,
there's no way that.
You understand what I'm saying? Where like you can have your version of events, and yes. I can have my version of events, but there's only one truth.
John,
yes,
I
there's
speak
one
my
event
truth all the time.
Yeah,
speak
you speak truth. Your truth,
I
which
speak
is
my
just
truth.
A bunch of crap.
By the way, Mason,
it doesn't make any sense.
Mason, I'm watching you on the YouTube stream right now. You can watch us on YouTube.com.
Oh, that's right.
What are we up to? About 10 people now?
No. There's a bunch. There's 100 and over 100 people watching right now.
Very exciting.
16,600 subscribers.
Yeah, you right now look like you should be the coach of a little league team right now.
What's wrong with that?
It's all right.
Like, I feel like you should be out there, like, screaming at the umpires.
He could be Buttermaker in Bad News Bears.
Yeah. No, I think I look good. I'm watching myself on camera, and I think I look good.
Camera.
You know where I got that? Jenna Maroney on... I am on camera.
Most underrated... Now, this is a truth. Most underrated comedy of all time, 30 Rock.
30 Rock. You can always watch it. Always watch it.
Yep.
All right. Coming up next, her version of the truth. Anita Marks is going to join us. Bet LA is the show, and she's here to talk about it. Plus, I owe her some grief because I put $50,000 mythical dollars on her best bet last week on the evil, hated 49ers, and I lost. That's coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Ladies and gentlemen, last week I said before Anita Marks came on, I'm going to bet $50,000 mythical dollars on anything that Anita Marks says is her best bet.
She did not make you do that.
No.
You did that on your own. Why is that her fault?
I trusted her gambling expertise.
She never claimed she's going to get every single one right. Hi, Anita Marks joins us now from New York. Anita, you were 2-for-2, and then last week we asked you for your best bet. You said it's the Niners. Take the Niners. There's no way they can lose to the Broncos. And Mason lost half of his mythical money, and now he's mad at you. What do you think?
Yeah, listen, we're even with a bottle of wine, dude, right?
Like, yeah.
And it was imaginary money. It wasn't like it was like, you know.
Oh, we take it all very seriously,
Anita.
Everything
Anita.
Around here, every time you lose, a little part of you dies.
Dead cold serious, Anita.
Yeah. Now, Anita, I
don't know if this makes you feel any better. Like, I lost my real hard-earned money on that game. So you lost imaginary money. I lost my like real hard-earned money.
Yeah, you're right. That is more painful.
There we go. Thank you.
So, Anita, before we get into the nuts and bolts of this week, Travis Rogers, we're all in our survivor pool.
Yeah.
And it started with like 200 people in it. Bergman and I went out in the first week. Mm-hmm. Mason went out in the second week. Mason's partner Juan is still alive. Travis Rogers is still alive. And Travis is having a really hard time deciding who to take in Survivor. And what I've heard people in your world say is, look, you guys spend a lot of money, odds makers spend a lot of money and a lot of time setting these lines. They don't like to lose money. Mm-mm. Would you agree that the best strategy in a survivor pool is just find the team that has that's the biggest favorite, that has the biggest number? I think this week it might be Green Bay. They're at home against New England. I think they're favored by 10. And just take them, or is there more to it with a survivor pick in your opinion?
I mean, that's a good strategy to take. You know, a lot of people get too deep into it and they start looking at like, you know, okay, well, you know, where are the matchups for the Green Bay Packers? Wait a minute, I want to save them.
Or who are the Jets playing?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You know.
Exactly. Like, I think that's because listen, the season, we don't know who, like, Mac Jones is out, right?
Right.
Or like, it's hard. I just. there's so many injuries. There's so many variables. I don't subscribe to that. I just look at I try to do a deep dive into all the matchups, and I try to pick the team that I feel is most likely going to win. And this is a tough week. I'm still alive in mine, and in the one that I participate in, the pool at the end, whoever wins, if it's one person standing, it takes home $180,000.
180. Wow.
Yeah.
So who are you taking this week?
So again, it's I'm leaning towards the Minnesota Vikings against the Saints. I'm sorry, but you've got Jameis Winston now with four fractures in his back, and he had to sit on a flight all the way to London. You know, you've got a lot of injuries now. Jarvis Landry's injured. Michael Thomas is injured. Alvin Kamara has been a shell of himself without playing with Drew Brees. I'm not a big Jameis Winston fan anyway. He's not the same quarterback with Sean Payton. And, you know, this is a Minnesota Vikings team. They've got so many weapons offensively. They've only given up four sacks to Kirk Cousins. And Kirk Cousins, he's played in London before. He had a game where he passed for over 400 yards. So right now I have a small lean towards the Minnesota Vikings as my survivor pick. But yeah, I mean, listen, no Mac Jones. Even with Mac Jones, the Patriots offense has been anemic.
Yep.
So I picked the Packers already. So I can't pick the Packers myself. But yeah, I mean, if I had not chosen the Packers, I think the Packers is the wise pick this week.
Anita, allow me to demonstrate the randomness of any survivor pool. My partner Juan is still alive. We mentioned we all went out. All he's doing is he's pulling up the NFL standings. He's closing his eyes. He's running his finger down and stops somewhere, and that's the team he picks. This week, it's the Colts. I guess if it's working, it's working.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said,
too. Don't know
too.
If I would do that.
But he's
all
like,
right.
He's like, I got to follow the system now.
Okay, so Anita, let's talk about the Rams. Big Monday night game. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, the Niners kind of have the Rams number, although the last time they met in the NFC Championship game, the Rams won. What's the right side of that game on Monday night?
Yeah, I know you don't want to hear this, but for me, it's the 49ers. Guys, just their defense. Their defense is just ridiculous. You know, well, first and foremost, let's start with Matthew Stafford, right? Lowest QB rating in throws, 15 yards or more. He's 4-14 with zero touchdowns and two interceptions. Obviously, you know, it's not your typical Matthew Stafford this season, right? In regard to the rushing game, you don't know what you're going to get with Cam or DH. You know, it's just, to me, it's non-existent. Meanwhile, guys, do you know they didn't have one reception in the passing game last week, which was kind of surprising to me. Higbee has been tremendous for the Rams so far, but the 49ers' best defense against opposing tight ends. Really, you know, the only guy that I think is going to be able to have some type of success against the 49ers is Cooper Kupp. But with that being said, like, let's take Jimmy Garoppolo and the fact that he's 6-0 against the Rams in the regular season out of the equation, okay? This San Francisco 49ers defense is pretty fierce. Opponents have only had 9 red zone plays against the San Francisco 49ers. 50% of the drives that opponents are going up against the 49ers end up in 3-and-out. They're first in pressure rate in the NFL without blitzing. They only blitz at a 39-40% rate. And that's the elixir, guys. You're getting after the quarterback without having to blitz. Now you keep, you know, a number of your DBs back there in coverage, especially against Cooper Kupp. I just don't like this matchup at all. And if I only have to lay 1.5 points with the 49ers. Also, keep in mind, last week, should have talked about this, Jimmy Garoppolo's first real start of the season. And we've seen this, right? Like, we haven't gotten to the Thursday night, tonight's game, but like, I love Cincinnati. And I think, you know, after 3 games, we finally saw Joe Burrow be vintage Joe Burrow. It takes a minute for these guys, especially, you know, with the lack of practice that we see during the preseason.
All right, so you mentioned you love Cincinnati tonight. I don't know why, but so do I. And it doesn't, Anita, on paper, it doesn't look like we're making a lot of sense. Miami's 3-0, Cincinnati's 1-2. Miami's coming off that big win over Buffalo. Tua looks great. I agree with you. I think Cincinnati wins tonight at home, but why are you high on the Bengals against a Miami team that has been really, really good?
Yeah, but I think it's smoke and mirrors. Here's a number of reasons why. this is a Miami Dolphins team that was getting annihilated by the Baltimore Ravens until they lost their two starting corners and then all of a sudden came back and was able to utilize both receivers who run 4-3-40s in Tyreek Hill and in Waddle against backup corners against the Ravens. That's how they beat the Ravens. With the Buffalo Bills, they had five defensive starters that were inactive and, oh, by the way, had to travel to Miami and play 100-degree weather and 100% humidity. And if you were, you know, I don't think they showed it a lot unless you really watched that game, but they had guys falling like flies in the fourth quarter. They were cramping. They were dehydrated. Now you've got a Miami Dolphins team. Their defense was on the field for 90 plays against the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. Now, short work week, they have to get on a flight, fly to Cincinnati, and take on a Cincinnati Bengals team who, again, offensively looked better last week than they have their first 2 weeks. Also, Tua dealing with a back, an ankle. Okay, if you don't want to believe that it's some type of concussion, whatever. I love Cincinnati. I'm going to lay the 4 points. I would even go up and I would play like Cincinnati -6.5. I think Cincinnati is going to dominate here, and I love Joe Burrow. My favorite prop bets is Joe Burrow over 24.5 completions, over 36.5 attempts, over 275 passing yards, and I think Ja'Marr Chase has a monster night. So if you have Ja'Marr Chase on your fantasy team, kudos to you.
Okay, I hate to say this, but I'll put $10,000 mythical dollars on the Bengals tonight.
What, you're trusting dollars. Anita?
I'm trusting Anita
after
again.
She burned you last week.
I'm trusting her less. Only 10,000.
You guys
dollars.
Are brutal.
No, Anita, we're going the other. He's going with you, and I'm going to take your prop bet. I'm going to go
over the 24, over the 36,
over 24, over 36, over 275, $5,000, Bergman. That's a 3-way parlay, 6-1 odds. Let's do it.
Can you send in an email too, please?
Yeah.
We'll follow.
Anita, what else jumps out at you?
What about the Vegas Raiders, the 0-3 Vegas Raiders?
Not for me. I'm staying away from that game.
I don't blame you. Would you bet the Chargers to win in Houston, or are they just too beat up?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, they're an infirmary.
Right.
But
they're playing Houston.
Still, I'm staying away from that game either, as well. I'm staying away from that game. I'm staying away from the Raiders. I'll tell you, there's three games that I really like. One is, like I said, the Vikings going up against the Saints. Again, Jameis Winston dealing with this back injury, having to fly all the way to London. Interceptions, sacks this season. The Saints are just not good. Meanwhile, the Minnesota Vikings, I think, is a solid team. And even though, you know, you get nervous betting on Kirk Cousins outside of home games at 1 o'clock, but he actually has done well in London. So I do like the Minnesota Vikings. I'll lay the points with the Minnesota Vikings. Also, I like the over in the Ravens-Buffalo Bills game. It's over 51. Ravens have given up a ton of yards and a lot of points to explosive passing plays, and that's how the Bills score points. And meanwhile, the Bills, again, another team, had to play in those horrible weather conditions down in Miami and depleted in regard to their defense. Lamar Jackson is going to have a field day against them. So I like the over of 51. And guys, don't sleep on the Jacksonville Jaguars. This Jags team is for real, man.
Really? And you think they're for real?
I do. And now you got Doug Peterson going back to Philadelphia after they said, don't let the door hit you in the butt on your way out. Trevor Lawrence has been fantastic. They've got a lot of speed on that offense. Christian Kirk, ATN, Chris Jones, Zay Jones. They've got a lot of speed. Offensive line is great. Trevor Lawrence is not turning the ball over. Their defense, they're actually the best defense in the NFL in plus turnover ratio. I think this is going to be I think Eagles win, but I think this is going to be a much closer game than what people think. So I love the Jags getting the 6.5. I would love it more if it was 7.5, but I'm going to play it right now. And also I'm going to use the Jags and a few 2-team 6-point teasers where I'm going to tease them up to +12.5.
All right. Well, tonight you'll explain all this stuff, right? On BetLA.
You didn't get all that.
You
man.
Come at us with so much information, Anita.
Yeah, Anita, I just laid down your prop bets. I'm doing a three-way parlay. I hope you're right, and then I'll be rolling in the dough.
Fantastic. I love it. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to text, because I have a plethora, like the Cheesecake Factory menu of prop bets. That's what I have.
Beautiful.
So I will text Greg all of my bets heading into tonight. I think Cincinnati opens up a can of you-know-what against the Miami Dolphins. So.
Okay. All right. Hey, Anita, we will listen tonight. Thank you very much for coming on, as always.
Thank you. Good luck. Good luck this week, guys.
Thank you, Anita. All right. There's Anita Marks. And Jorge, you're betting on the Niners, right?
Yeah. 10K on the Niners.
Screw you. I hate the Niners week is what it is.
All right. You know whose birthday it is today?
Is it Lindsay's again?
No, she was yesterday.
Her birthday has been like three times this week.
I have a special birthday story coming up for you next.
Okay, cool. Plus, John, companies are losing $100 million by doing something that you think completely unnecessary. We'll do that. Yeah, we'll do that coming up too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You like that parlay, huh?
Well, we'll find out. Ask me tomorrow.
Yeah, we will find out. That's a good game tonight.
I'm looking forward to this game, and you apparently are watching the Goofy movie while I'm watching the game.
I will watch both. I will watch both the Goofy movie and by the way, the frustrating what?
What time do you get stoned?
Today?
Yeah.
Six.
All right. So the game starts at 5:20.
So I'll remember the early parts of the game.
Right. But then you'll be in no condition to watch the Goofy movie after that.
I believe that.
Even better condition, actually.
Oh, is that right? The Goofy movie's good stoned?
Oh, yeah.
Was that the way they promoted it?
They told me. I haven't done it, but yeah. Okay.
So do you know whose birthday it is today, Briones?
Mike Pearson.
It
really?
Is Mike Pearson's birthday. Shout out. Happy Pearson.
Hey. What up, Pearson? Happy birthday, Pearson.
No, it is former Kevin Durant's birthday. Oh. So I thought this was a story that Mace would appreciate. Jimmy Kimmel is in Brooklyn all this week.
Yes.
So last night, one of his guests was David Letterman. And remember, Mace, Letterman has this new thing on Netflix, or it's not new anymore. He's been doing it for a few years, called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction.
It's an unbelievable show.
I've watched all of them.
Yeah,
they're great.
They're great.
One of the ones from last year was with Kevin Durant, and he's kind of bonded with KD. So last night he told a story about Kevin Durant, Mace, that made me think of you. And when you hear this, you'll understand why.
Kevin is an amazing athlete, an amazing human, and fascinating. And he's always high, is what you need. He told me that the first thing he does when he gets out of bed is he lights up a joint and then he's in business. And I thought it was like I have a twin. So anyway, when we're done talking to Kevin, I feel this warmth, this connection, this gratitude of a relationship here. And I go up to him and I say, Kevin, I said, you've been great and so generous with your time. And this is a year ago this time, just before basketball season. And I said, I want us to stay friends because I think we can be friends. And he says, yep. He says, I agree. And we hugged. So now it becomes opening night. They're opening in Boston playing the Celtics. And before tip-off, because I have his text number, I text him, Kevin, Dave. Why is that sort of amusing?
You have his text number.
Yeah. Yes. Is it not a number? Is it not?
I think they call it a phone number. Still, like the old days.
Well, I'd like to see a phone book. Where the hell are they now? So I text him and I say, good luck and have a great game and congratulations on everything. So after the game is over, I get a text back from him. I say, oh, it's Kevin Durant. And he says, thanks, bro.
That was it?
I haven't heard from him since.
Well,
thanks, bro.
I thought that was a story that you would appreciate.
Yeah. Now, I do not believe in the wake and bake as a concept. It sounds like Kevin May wake and bake.
When he did the My Next Guest Is No Introduction, Letterman says, I hear you like to smoke pot. And Durant's response was,
I'm high right now.
Exactly. So I think, like everybody knows, I don't know if you're this bad, but I don't think you are. I think you just do it at night. But
yeah, I do only.
I have a couple of people in my life that are completely functioning stoners.
Yeah, that's, to me,
like they're stoned from the time they wake up until the time they go to bed, and then the next day it's lather, rinse, repeat. Hmm. And they just function in a state of
stonedness.
Right.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I need to have...
Sounds like Durant's one of those guys.
Stone time and unstone time.
Yeah, it sounds like Durant just has one.
You know what I'm doing tonight? I'm going... I don't know if you... Do you ever get shots, vitamin shots?
Lisa does.
Yeah, I'm getting a vitamin B12 shot. I'm told I'll be like, bam, shot out of a cannon.
Well, maybe... What time are you doing that?
5 o'clock.
Well, maybe that will give you enough energy to watch the game and the Goofy movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Game and Goofy tonight.
Now what is the thing that they're wasting $100 million on?
You will love this. I found this story specifically for you.
All right.
So, John, what is it around a company that you hate more than anything?
Well, I think it's companies that say we have a strong culture.
Okay.
Are full of crap. There is no culture.
John, that's not exactly it. Useless meetings.
Yeah.
Waste time and $100 million a year for big companies.
All right.
This is courtesy of Bloomberg.
Here's my position on meetings. Any meeting with more than five people is a waste of time. You could do it with an email.
Correct.
You could do it on a Zoom. You could post it in the
is
break
a Zoom
room.
Is not a meeting, though, at this point?
It could be, but I can
meeting?
Do other...
Like, we had a gigantic Zoom call last week.
Yeah, and weren't you doing other things while the you were paying attention on the Zoom, yet you were doing something else?
No, I was locked into that Zoom
I had
call.
Zoom on my iPad.
Yeah.
And I was writing stuff for the show. If you go back and look at that Zoom, you'll see me working on the show. And I thought we were going to get yelled at in that meeting because it was kind of our fault.
Right.
But we didn't. But what I liked about that meeting?
Yeah.
10 minutes.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It didn't have to... Like, we used to have a boss who loved meetings and PowerPoint.
PowerPoint presentations.
And he loved to make people come in for a bunch of meetings. And it was the biggest waste of time ever.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Larry Gifford.
Thank you.
Smokey Gifford.
And his big thing was meetings and PowerPoints.
Yes.
And after a while, we would all go, we'd tune out after, he would go into his PowerPoints because we've seen this movie and we know how it ends.
But the new company, who
believes?
They have a lot of meetings.
You know who believes in almost no meetings?
Who?
Sean McVay.
Oh, is that right?
I've heard him talk about it. Like he wants the meetings to be short, and he likes meetings to be in position groups rather than
idea what that means.
One big meeting like that. But don't you agree that meetings are a waste of time?
Many meetings are unproductive. Now, Bergman, you've got a lot of
meetings. Don't you spend your days in meeting after meeting? You and Morales.
Not every. We do have. There's some days that we have a lot of meetings, but no, not as much.
The conference room full a lot.
Yeah, well, they're having meetings about, selling stuff.
That's
kind of important.
Yeah, I guess that's important. Yeah, meetings can be a total waste of time. And according to Bloomberg, $100 million wasted by big companies because they're taking away from productivity. In other words, you're going to a meeting when you could be working. So you're eliminating your productivity by doing that. But I wanted to mention this. So if you're watching the show on YouTube and there are people that are there, I want to point out a couple things, and I've got it on. So one thing I saw, John, did you see him go into the full yawn?
Oh, it was a gigantic yawn.
Oh,
I yawned during this show?
Oh. Yeah, yawned. Okay. You yawned like
we were talking about Roger Maris, and you looked at Mason. You had your hand on your face with a yawn that was bigger than the microphone.
Yeah, I'm against. By the way, I'm against us being on TV for reasons just like this.
Talk to the good karma people because it's our initiative. The other thing is when Anita Marks was on.
Oh, I see this.
Did you see this one?
Yeah.
We're near the end of the Anita Marks interview, and Ireland makes a face like ate a lemon.
I was done. I was like, I got nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah, this, I'm telling you right now, and I hope our bosses are listening, this YouTube initiative of yours is going to get one of the on-air hosts in trouble.
Absolutely not.
It may not be us. My guess is it'll be Sedano or Cap. But somebody,
most likely Cap.
Somebody is going to do something embarrassing that's going to get us all in trouble. I want that on the record on September 29th, 2022. These cameras, that one right
there.
Is going to be the end of us.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Well, you can always get it. You can just go to youtube.com/ESPNLA.
And what we're I think will happen is somebody's going to leave a microphone on, and we're going to have a conversation during one of the breaks, and one of us is going to end up getting suspended.
When we go to commercial, they go to commercial.
Yeah.
That's what Carlo has worked at. By the way, yeah, to whoever said I need a man bra, screw you.
Somebody said, yeah, you need a man bra? Yeah,
that's what they said.
Is
on
that
the,
a bro or moobs? A man's ear?
A bro. I do not believe I've got moobs.
I don't think you do.
No.
But I would keep those dark shirts. Right, Jorge?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Coming up.
You don't want to go much lighter than that.
Coming up next for you, Bobcat Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Chris and Amanda. So now since we're talking about the YouTube channel, and you can go to youtube.com/ESPNLA and hit the subscribe button, but what can you two do to actually get yourselves in trouble?
Oh, okay.
Well, so mostly it would be what we talk about during the commercials.
Well, those won't go over the air.
Yeah, those won't go over there. So you
wouldn't get fired. Carlo would get fired for allowing you to go on the air.
No. But
or
not
Cody.
Not if we were the ones who said, you know, stupid stuff.
Nothing we say is different, right? So what we say is what we say. We're not getting in trouble for something we say. We would get in trouble for a gesture of some kind.
Like, such as?
Such as?
If you flip me off?
This.
Yeah, okay.
Or this. You guys know what those gestures mean. Yeah, I think John is...
Hey, let me see those gestures again.
There's
are those your signs for your little league team?
Steal.
That is bunt. That's his bunt sign.
First time I wear a collared shirt to work, and this is the crap I get.
It's your choice to wear a weird looking Dodger.
Hey, Skipper, it's a gray looking Dodger.
Listen, Buttermaker. Yes, you do. You look like a little league coach.
Hey, Skip. That's exactly what you are.
Put me in, coach.
Come on, up. What are you doing? That was outside.
I'm going to storm out like Sonano. I will just disappear from
you
this.
You know, I was thinking when I said that it might happen to Sonano and Cap, it probably won't because they're never here.
They're never here. Exactly.
You can't storm out if you're not actually in the room, you know?
Bergman?
Bobcat.
Need to turn my microphone on to do this. So as part owner of the Utah Jazz, Dwayne Wade decided to part ways with the Tuesday night broadcast of NBA on TNT. Taking his place is Jamal Crawford, who will join Shaq.
Oh, he's great.
He is
Candace
really good.
Parker and Adam Lefko. So how do you think Jay Crossover will do on set?
He's the best.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean
he's a natural.
Yeah, and he's really smart and he's funny and if you've ever anybody who's ever covered Jamal Crawford will applaud this move.
Who's leaving?
Dwayne Wade.
Oh, Dwayne Wade. Yeah, I think probably.
But what's
Jamal
weird about
Crawford's
that
better.
Though is if that's the reason, Greg, that Dwayne Wade doesn't feel like he can do it now that he's an owner of the Jazz. Shaq has minority ownership of the Sacramento Kings.
That's true.
He's staying on there.
I think he had just too many other ventures going on, so he was leaving.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that a good move for Wade, though? I mean, that's a huge show.
Well, I mean, Dwayne, what's a when you're worth $200 million, what's a good move and what's a bad move?
Well, I mean, but NBA on TNT is kind of a big deal.
It is. But if he wants to be more front office ownery kind of guy, I get it. I also think... You know, I think Jamal Crawford probably better than Dwayne Wade at that particular job.
Yeah, let's see. But I love Jamal Crawford. I think he'll be great.
You think he'll be better than Draymond Green?
No.
Draymond they've already hired.
Draymond Green
is done, right?
Yeah, Draymond Green has a deal with TNT the second he retires from basketball.
That's smart.
He goes right to the set. It's the same thing Tom Brady has with Fox in the NFL.
And by the way, isn't the line of succession perfectly? Because Draymond's playing now, and you would think that at some point Barkley is going to retire, walk away.
Or Shaq
is going to retire and walk away from it.
Draymond will be perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Bobcat.
All right, Jorge.
Okay, so this morning when I came in, well, this afternoon actually, you know we have TVs all over the place. So every time I look up at a TV, there's an infomercial going on. Have you guys ever bought anything from TV, those 1-800 numbers that offer you a
certain... That's a good question.
Yes. All right,
what is it?
It's a thing you use to clean your rain gutters. So you put it on the end of a hose.
Yeah.
And it's like a pole with a nozzle on the end of it, and you blast out the rain gutters. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I still have it.
I bought Gorilla Glue.
You could have gone to, like, Walmart.
Yeah, I know, but they ran an ad for it. They said, call. Okay. And by the way, we'll throw in an extra... It's always like, we'll throw in an extra 9 Gorilla Grills if you order now, and free shipping. No, but I lose...
I just thought of another thing, but I don't need it anymore because my latest car has an automatic charger in it. But before this car... I brought a thing off an infomercial called a Clever Grip, where you put it into the vent of your air conditioner and it holds your phone.
Wow! Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So I infomercials work on me. What you don't buy anything from infomercials?
No, I did. I bought this pan that you can flip the pancake. It was
Those pans that are
snapped in half after like 6 uses.
It does what?
It snaps in half after like 6 uses of it.
Because it's the one where everything slides right out of it.
No, but this one's it's a double pan. So a pan over pan over a pan, and then you just flip the pancake with no mess.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's stupid. Yeah. I can't believe you fell for
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Bergman, anything? No.
I bought the George Foreman grill, which was not great. Did not work.
Wait a minute. The George Foreman grill is a classic.
It was a classic that doesn't work.
What are you talking about? In what way?
It didn't taste good. The burgers were always terrible.
Well, you're the one that seasons the burger. Man.
Well, no, it wasn't good.
It's cooking both sides of the burger. Yeah, you're not using time. You're misusing
I don't have it anymore.
The George Foreman grill.
I may be, but it was not necessary.
One of the best episodes ever of The Office.
Yes.
Steve Carell likes to wake up to the smell of bacon, so he puts his George Foreman grill on the floor next to his bed, and he gets out of bed and steps on the grill and burns his
By the way, his character in Anchorman, I loved him. Brick
Tamblyn.
Exactly.
I love Lamp.
I love Lamp.
I love Lamp. I love Carpet.
Loud noises!
Loud noises!
Yeah, that's classic. All right, so Taco Tuesday was the other day, and a site called Clever put together a list of the best taco cities in America. The criteria, taco restaurants per 100,000, average Yelp star rating, taco passion from Google Trend scores, percentage of restaurants, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
blah.
Yeah,
blah, 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 formula.
Yeah, so think you can name the top 5 cities, and Lindsay, Cleveland is number 41 on the list.
She loves that Cleveland taco.
Well, I would imagine Los Angeles has to be one of them.
Los Angeles is on the list. It is number 5.
Okay. Now, I'm thinking...
Texas.
Right.
I'm thinking
like
Texas.
San Antonio, Houston, Dallas. I'm thinking San Antonio is probably... maybe Houston. Houston's further south. What do you think? Are these major cities?
Most of them. One of them is not the biggest. It's a major city, but not that great.
Are any of these cities the top 5 in Texas?
Yes, 2 of them are.
All right, so let's go Houston.
Houston.
Not on the list.
Oh, so it's Dallas and
San Houston
Antonio.
Is number 7, by
Dallas
the way.
Dallas and San Antonio?
Well, which one?
San Antonio.
San Antonio
is number 3 on the list.
Yeah.
Dallas is not.
So there's another city in
El Paso?
Texas.
Nope, not El Paso. Oh.
Amarillo?
Austin.
Amarillo?
Austin is the absolute right answer, and that's number 1 on the list, by the way.
All right,
Austin has great tacos.
Okay, now.
Torchies or something like that.
I've had great tacos in New York City. Is that one in the top 5?
No, New York City is not in the top 5.
What about somewhere in Florida?
Nope, not in Florida.
So, I think we're out of strikes.
Yeah, you are out of strikes. So number 2 is San Jose, California, which I would have never gotten that one either. Yeah. And number 4, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
I spend a lot of time in Oklahoma City. There's nothing there, including tacos.
There's tacos. Oh,
there are no tacos there.
You
got
to go to the Latino side.
I got a lot of friends in OKC.
I just got a text from Lindsay. She says Cleveland.
Sorry, Lindsay. Number 41.
Number 41.
I love tacos.
All right. So I'm just going to go to the kick it off the planet.
Okay.
Nacho cheese Doritos or Cool Ranch Doritos?
I don't eat a lot of Doritos, so
I love Doritos.
I love Doritos. I just had a bag today.
And the Cool Ranch ones are really good. I would kick the other one off. What's the other one?
Just the regular nacho cheese.
Just regular cheese. Yeah, no. Give me that Cool Ranch. I like that.
Yep, that's me too. You don't even eat it, so I got time for another question.
Okay,
so
yeah, go ahead.
A little bit of an introspective one. Mm-hmm. So something I realized today is that, what am I doing here? Sometimes I get existential while driving or taking a shower. Okay. My whole life I thought I was an extrovert, but I've realized over the last few months to a year that I'm probably more introverted. What about you guys? Do you consider yourselves more of introverts or extroverts?
Good question. Well, in your case, Mace, you're an extrovert on the air and an introvert off the air.
Absolutely correct.
I'm an extrovert all the time. You, though, are two different people. Yeah, I think you...
No surprise, I'm two different people.
Yeah, I think you would not only admit this, but actually are proud of it. The person on the show is not the person off the show.
That is correct.
Yeah, like if you sit next to Mason on a plane, he's not going to talk you up.
No. Nope.
You sit next to me in a plane, I never shut up.
Right, you're very gregarious. I am not gregarious at all. You've noticed that, Bergman, right?
Yeah.
I always think of the show as like it's the 1 o'clock performance. I always think...
I'm an actor!
I always think of Cranston, who said, yeah, you do the same show... you do a different show 5 days a week. And I'm like, yeah, we have a 1 o'clock performance. The 1 o'clock performance
of
of Mason in Ireland. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, I'm definitely more of an introvert.
An introvert?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and John, you're right. You're very much an extrovert. No matter what. Even when we went to dinner with Jorge and Lisa.
Yeah. I'm putting on a show. Yeah.
Gone. Yeah.
But Mason's kind of the opposite. When he's not like that night. When we're at the movie, Mason watched the movie, didn't say anything to anybody, and then left.
Gone.
That's kind of me.
Yeah.
That's kind of me. Yeah. But I think definitely more of an introvert, which will surprise people.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah. Well,
what about you, Jorge? What are you?
Exactly. I don't know what that means.
you're an extrovert.
Are you more outgoing, or are you more kind of like you keep to yourself?
Nah, I kick back. I'm in the back. I'm chilling. I'm more like to myself.
Yeah. You are more to your...
Yeah.
And Bergman, so like you're more of an introvert.
Outside of... Yeah, I'm definitely more of an introvert.
Yeah, we all...
I didn't think so.
There's no room for introverts at this station.
No.
You've got to be an extrovert.
Oh, no, when you're
else.
On the air, yeah, absolutely extrovert.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much, Bobcat. We appreciate your contribution to the show today. All right, coming up next for you, John, I wanted to... Oh, this is interesting. Do you ever feel like your life is on autopilot?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll be surprised at where this conversation goes.
Also, and Shaq, in a moment of incredible honesty.
Yeah.
So I was very surprised to hear what came out of Shaq's mouth, but we'll play it for you next.
All coming up, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.